The Countryside Podcasts with Chris Skinner.
Down through the field margin and onto a public right of way, which, Chris, you've told me in the past this is Bodica Way, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of the new names for it. It was named about 25 years ago. It's actually one of the old public footpaths that run along the southern edge of Arming Hall Wood, and in fact on the northern boundary of High Ash Farm, and then it goes right the way down the eastern side of High Ash Farm. And so we've got just short of 2 miles of public footpaths, and these are really different. So we're going to do a section this morning of our weekly podcast on public access into the countryside and all the different forms it takes. And footpaths have always been the sort of bane of farmers, because you couldn't sort of shout to people, get off my land, as farmers used to do, particularly in the 1970s, and it caused a lot of upset and angst, because footpaths didn't always run along the edge of fields. Sometimes they went diagonally across, and each year farmers wanted to get their crops in and plough them. Wasn't too bad with cereals, apart from June and July when the cereals were at their height. But once we started growing crops like oilseed rape, it would be up 4, 5, 6 feet tall, and it would completely block the footpath as the crop lodged over the path. And people who had a legal right of way, and that's what public footpaths are, could actually sort of complain to the farmer and make them mow a strip through. And often when farmers ploughed over footpaths, if they were fairly good custodians of the countryside, which many weren't, you would actually run the tractor wheel up a couple of times and make a new track for people to walk over. I'll just grab Rat. We've got some military planes going over the top of us.
It's their public right of way up there in the heavens. So it's a nice November morning. The sun's coming out now. It's quite breezy as well. So mild still.
Yes, it's unusual. We've had a little bit of rain, but we're still very much drought stricken. We've been able to drive up in the pickup truck to this portion of the farm.
The leaves are all down now, or yep, coming down, aren't
and
they?
And the last of the acorns are just visible before the jays take them off and cachet them, in the hope that they'll have some winter food. But these footpaths are now hugely important. This one got completely neglected, although it is a public right of way, and it overgrew completely. And there are associations around the UK which join volunteers together to keep footpaths open, and this particular one was helped to be opened by the Ramblers Association, and they cut a small track through. There's blackthorn and hawthorn growing each side of the footpaths as we look up there. It's a really important public right of way, and what happened is it just allowed me to get in with the tractor, and I spent about 4 months in here, 16 weeks in total, just clearing it, and I've made it into a sort of road width of sort of public highway. Somebody's just walking past. Morning. With two very large dogs, which Rat is itching to... Well, he's a modern-day farmer, and he's like to say, get off my land, because he's regarded this as his territory. I can let him down now, off my land. Yes, he's seeing one of the many walkers on the farm. So, as a former sort of the Norfolk mottos do different, and public footpaths were always a problem here on the farm, having that distance running through arable fields and around the edge of fields on the farm. And in 2006 I was offered a stewardship scheme, and within that, one of the what we call the prospectus for the scheme, there were provisions for public access, something called permissive access. And I scratched my head and read all the details, and it meant creating 7 miles of new public access all around the farm. So that in a total made just short of 9 miles. And I thought, well, how's this going to work? It meant there was a very small payment to go with the access, and I couldn't see how it would work comfortably. Anyway, I agreed to do the whole scheme with all the different provisions for public access, for tree planting, hedgerow planting, and so I accepted the whole scheme, lock, stock and barrel, and gritted my teeth and put the public access, permissive access signs in. And what we'll do in a minute, we'll drive off to one of the permissive walks and just see what the difference is.
Right, but so this, as we said, is a public right-of-way.
Yes, it
by
is.
Statute.
Yep,
there's
exactly.
Nothing, if you didn't want it, there's nothing you could do about this.
No, it's not a bridleway. It's on high ash land, and it's really wide. It's a very old, ancient road. And once you do a little bit of research, you start to respect why all these public footpaths are there. They were really for the farm workers to come to work, and many of them go to different farms. They're dotted and lined up, and this one behind us heads off into Lakenham and Norwich, and farm workers would actually walk 2 miles to come to High Ash Farm from the outskirts of Norwich and start off at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's unbelievable. So they're a really important part of history. This particular one was so well used that further up the hill from where we're sitting, it's actually been metalled, not with tarmac, but with flints laid side by side next to each other. So it's hugely impressive. So instead of sort of shouting, "Get off my land," which you're very tempted to do as a productive farmer, let's just come back to join us here. Keep still on my lap. And you're very tempted to do that, but I thought I'm going to make a problem into an asset for the farm. So what we'll now do is hop in the truck and find out how I've done it, because it was quite a brain tester, and it has been successful. To be honest, it's now the most important part of the farm for public access, education, people walking. But the first thing you have to do, if you're a farmer and you're considering diversification, is to actually look and see where your farm is. So as we drive back, we can look back northwards and see we're right on the edge of a really large centre of population, which is Norwich, my hometown, and that's the key to the success of this particular form of diversification. Public access, permissive access. Most farmers will either stop listening to this podcast immediately or pull their hair out and say, that's not a good thing to do, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Not only do you encourage people to walk these days, you also put benches for them to have a sit down and bide a while.
Yes, exactly.
That's where we're sitting
this
at the moment.
This is a lovely oak tree that fell down about 12 years ago. It's solid oak. Some of the seats are giants. This one's about 8 feet long, and somebody has just decided to sponsor this particular seat. So in a week's time, there'll be a brass plaque just here. I think somebody's husband has passed away, and they loved walking on these public footpaths, and so this seat has now been sponsored. And of course, that's a form of diversification. It's bringing a very small amount of money into farms which need really refinancing to keep them going. Sort of commodity prices for crops, be it chickens, cereals, milk, they're at rock bottom prices in terms of the production, that the value from the production that you get from outputs on the farm. So input prices are going up, the costs in other words, and output prices are static to going down. So it's a really tough conundrum, and that's why I've decided to diversify as in many ways as I possibly can, and it's proving a bit of a head-scratcher, but a success. Thumbs up from Skinner. Come on, let's go to the next spot.